Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes des Nazir, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. If someone says, Hareini Nazir min hachartzanim, literally, I'm a Nazir from the pits of grapes. Or he says, Hareini Nazir min hazogim, from the peels of the grapes. Or he says, Umin hatiglachas, I'm a Nazir from shaving my hair. Umin hatumah, or I'm a Nazir in regard to not coming into contact with Tumah. In other words, he's picking one of the halachis of Nazir. Well, Zakta Mishnah Hareze Nazir, he's a Nazir for all of the halachis of Naziris, v'chol dikduke Naziris Olav. And all the fine points of Hilchas Naziris are going to apply to him, even though he only said, I'm a Nazir from one thing. Saying any of these things is the same as saying, I am a Nazir, period. Now, is there ever a time that a person has limited halachis of Naziris on him, but not all of them? Yes, there's a case of Nazir Olam and there's a case of Nazir Shimshon. As the Mishnah will explain, someone says, Hareini k'Shimshon, I'm like Shimshon, who was a Nazir. Or he says, k'ben Menayach, like the son of Menayach, who is Shimshon. Shimshon's father was Menayach. Or k'bal Delilah, I'm like the husband of Delilah, who is also Shimshon. Or he says, k'misha akar dal sais Aza, like the one who ripped out the doors of Aza, which is one of the things that Shimshon did. Or he says, k'misha nikru plishtim esenav, I'm like the one that the Pelishtim poked out his eyes. Again, that's Shimshon. In all these cases, Hareze Nazir Shimshon. He is a Nazir Shimshon. In other words, he's the type of Nazir that Shimshon was. Shimshon was a Nazir for his entire life. But not all Isure Naziris applied to him. The Mishnah is going to soon explain. Frek the Mishnah, Ma bein Nazir Oilam le Nazir Shimshon. Wait a second. Who said anything about a Nazir Oilam? What's a Nazir Oilam? Zakta Batanura, okay, something's missing over here. The Mishnah should have read, if someone makes a neder to be a Nazir Olam, an indefinite Nazir, he is a Nazir Olam. So therefore the Mishnah says, well, you just told me that a Nazir Shimshon is someone who's a Nazir for his whole life. So, oy bazoy, frek the Mishnah, ma dein Nazir Olam le Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? You're making two separate categories out of it. Obviously, they have different halachis. So the Mishnah says, yes, and Chanami. Nazir Olam, if someone is makabel upon himself to be a Nazir Olam, so the din is hichbid sa'ori, when his hair gets heavy on him, mekel besar, he can make it a little easier. He can cut off some of it with a razor. But at that time, when he trims his hair, or maybe he has to bring shalosh behemoth, three behemoths, a chatas and oil and a shlamim. Just like a regular Nazir would bring when he does his teglachas, his shaving at the end of his Naziris. V'im nitma, if the Nazir Olam becomes tamei meis, maybe carbon tuma. He would have to bring the same carbon tuma that a regular Nazir would bring if he becomes tamei during the days of his Naziris. But Nazir Shimshon, in the case of a Nazir Shimshon, even if hichbid sa'ara, even if his hair got very heavy on him, ainai mekel, there's no hetter for him to cut any of it off. If he does become tame to a mace, ena mevi karm tuma. The reason is, he's not aser betumas mace. Even lechatchila, a nazir shimshon could be metame himself lemeisim. Shimshon was always being metame himself lemeisim. He was in constant battle. So the Yezda Shem Yisbrach will soon tell you the story of Shimshon, but first, let's quickly chazer over our Mishnah. Someone says, I'm a nazir from grape seeds. Or I'm a Nazir from the skin of the grape. Or I'm a Nazir from Tiglachas, I'm cutting my hair. Or I'm a Nazir from the Halachis of coming into contact with Tumah. He's picking one of the Halachis of Naziris. The din is he's a regular Nazir. All the details of Halachis of Naziris apply to him. But if someone says, I am like Shimshon, I'm the same type of Nazir that Shimshon was. Or he says, like the son of Menayach, or like the husband of Delilah, this is all Shimshon. Or like the one who tore out the gates of Gaza. Like the one who the Pelishtim took out his eyes, then he's a Nazir Shimshon, and Nazir Shimshon does have special halachas. Although this part is missing in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah should read, as the Batanura explains from the Gemara, there's also a Nazir Olam. See, regular Naziris is for 30 days, but there's something called a Nazir Olam. He wants to be a Nazir forever. What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Because a Nazir Shimshon also means he's a Nazir forever, for a lifetime. And the answer is a Nazir Olam, if his hair gets heavy on him too long, he can make it easier. He can trim it with a razor. And he has to bring the same three karbonos that an ordinary nazir would bring when he does teglachas at the end of his nazirus. If he becomes tameh, he brings a carbon toma. In the case of nazir Shimshin, there's nothing he can do. He cannot cut his hair, not under any set of circumstances. And if he becomes tameh, he doesn't have to bring a carbon toma, and that's because he's allowed to become tameh. The story of Shimshin comes from the part of Tanakh called Shoftim. Let me tell you just a little bit about the story of Shimshin. The Psukim tell us that 40 years the Bnei Yisrael were Meshubed to the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim caused them an awful lot of tsaris. And they lived at that time in Tzara, a man and a wife that had no children. The man's name was Menoyach. The woman's name, there are Makairas, Chazal tell us, her name was Tzlel Poinias. One day a Malach appeared to the woman that she's going to have a son. She ran to tell her husband. She said he was like a Malach. He told me all the days that I am expecting him, I am not allowed to drink wine, and that he's going to be a Nazir from the day he is born. So Menoyach pleaded with Hashem that the man should come back once again, the Malach should come back again and explain to them how they should raise this child. And this time the Malach again appeared to the woman in the field. She ran to her husband, and Menoyach came running, and now he was also Zaycha to hear from the Malach about the birth of the child, how he's going to be different than regular people. They wanted to be Mechabit, the Malach, but he told them, no, he doesn't eat anything. And they had a son, and they called him Shimshin. Hashem gave him a bracha of tremendous gevura, shaloi kederech hateva, even though he limped on both of his legs. When the Ruach Hashem settled on him, he was able to take two mountains and grind them up. Maybe you remember from Parashas Vayechi that Yaakov Avinu, when he saw Shimshin in his Ruach HaKadosh, he was hoping he would be Melech HaMashiach. When he saw that Shimshin at the end would not be Mashiach, Yaakov said, L'shiyascha kevisi Hashem. In the schutz of his mother, who was a tzedekah, Shimshin was a Baal Midas Tavis. He was Meister Nevesh himself for Klal Yisrael. He never asked for any payment for his actions. He never asked anyone to do anything for him. For reasons that the Mefarshim talk about, he married a woman from the Pelishtim. Her name was Delilah. Pashtus, it was his way of infiltrating into the enemy camp. The Pelishtim were in big trouble. Shimshin was tearing them apart. They went to his wife Delilah and promised her a tremendous amount of money if she can get out of him the secret of his strength. She tried a lot of times. He tried to push her off. Once he said, if they would tie me with wet string, I wouldn't be able to open it. She tried it. Then she yelled, the Pelishtim are coming! They're falling on you! He ripped those strings in a second. Once he told her I would not be able to rip open strings, that no malacha was ever done with it, she did so. She tied him with those strings. She yelled, the Pelishtim are coming! And poof, they went flying off. Finally, she pressured him and pressured him, and Shimshin told her the secret, that he never cut his hair, that he's a Nazir Elikim. This time, Delilah knew that he wasn't lying, because he mentioned the Shem Hashem. He wouldn't lie if he said the Shem Hashem. And she gave over the secret. And once when she was sleeping, after she gave him a strong wine, she shaved his hair. And then she yelled, Pelishtim Alecha! He woke up, but he saw he didn't have his kaychas. The Pelishtim realized that right away, and they tied his hands and feet. They poked out his eyes, and they dragged him to prison. From there, they brought him to a huge stadium, where he stood leaning on poles that supported the stadium, and he davened into Hashem, Zachrenina, Zacharlias Abracha, Sheber Chais Yaakov Avi Lefnei Moisai. Yaakov was mispalel for Shimshin. When Yaakov said the words, L'shiyascha kevini Hashem. You know, for every drop of Yisurim a person has on this world, the schar is unbelievable. Shimshin said, give me the schar for one of my eyes down here in this world, and help me be noikim against the Pelishtim. And the schar for the second eye should be for Olam Haba. And suddenly he got back his kaychas. He was able to crack the beams that the stadium leaned on. He killed more enemies of Klal Yisrael at that moment than he did his entire life. But Shimshin himself perished with them. For 40 years afterwards, there was peace. Klal Yisrael was not attacked by their enemies.